We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
McPherson checking in, and I'm super pumped to join you tonight. This is the last night of my first year on WFAN. Thank you to everybody who ever tuned in, called in, tweeted at me. Let's talk sports tonight. We've got almost 4 hours. I'm on till 2 a.m. There's a bunch to talk about. I mean, we might get as deep as Argentina in the World Cup. Maybe you want to talk about the college football playoff. No, I know what you want to talk about. You want to talk about Zach Wilson some more. What else can we add to the story? I don't know. We'll take your calls tonight on the Jets. Obviously on the Giants as they are walking into a Thanksgiving turducken down in Jerry World. The Odell Beckham Jr. Bowl. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's get into it. Thanks for listening. Maybe you're coming off of Brooklyn Nets radio? Oh, no, the Nets lost? James Harden didn't play? Joel Embiid didn't play? Tyrese Maxey didn't play? And the Nets lost the Never Know Nets. You never know with these guys. I mean, Ben Simmons goes back to Philly. That's the big story in the NBA tonight. And the fans weren't really heckling him too bad. They did a lot better when he showed up in a Louis Vuitton sweater and sat on the sideline. But the Nets, you know, they find a way to not play defense. They always find a way to let people have career nights. And I hope that nobody wants to talk about the Nets tonight. I just watched that whole game and that one pissed me off. That's one that you're not supposed to have to be in a battle, right? You have Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Ben Simmons. And they're missing their three best players. Get out of here. Let me guess. The Nets need a coach. Let me guess. Blow it all up. Let me guess. Trade Kyrie. Let me guess. Moving along here. Speaking of trades, do the Knicks want to trade IQ? I think there's some people out there that might be interested in his services. The Knicks go out west. They battle on the road trip. After the team meeting, you see a response from these guys. They go 3-2 on road. And now they're trying to figure it out. I think everybody in the NBA is trying to figure it out. And it's starting to take shape. We haven't even gotten to Thanksgiving yet. Knicks fans, call me up. Tell me how you're feeling about that. Do you feel a little better about your season after beating the Jazz and beating the Nuggets? Or you still pretty much feel the same? I think Jalen Brunson has kind of raised his stock once again. We'll get into the Knicks conversation tonight. But I know you want to talk about Aaron Judge. Why is Judge in San Francisco smiling and winking at the camera? Well, Judge grew up about 90 minutes from there. This is Thanksgiving week. He's going home. And San Francisco better treat my guy right. They better wine and dine him. They better take care of that man. We all know this is just for show. They better roll out the red carpet and show him a great time. I think they got to have their best sell and you know, have all the money in the world together. I'm not worried about that, but we'll talk about it. I mean, that's the thing about free agency and Major League Baseball's free agency. They don't want a trade deadline. They don't want an NBA-style free agent frenzy because this keeps Major League Baseball in the conversation all year round. Superstar just won his MVP. This guy is in the top sexiest man alive. Aaron Judge is in San Francisco like he should be. And while you're out there, Aaron, go see the Dodgers. Hell, go see the Angels if they want to holler at you too. Do what you got to do. Winter meetings are coming up December 4th through 7th. And then after the winning meetings, the stove actually gets turned up. It's not that hot right now. It's not that hot to me right now. It's simmering on Jacob deGrom. Mets fans, tell me now, how do you feel? The last 2 weeks, maybe even longer, I heard Mets fans call up and say, ah, we don't want him. Ah, he's not healthy. Ah, he's going to cost too much. Let him go. Well, who wants him? I don't know if anybody wants him as bad as you want him. He's your guy. I think it makes more sense for him to stay put. And the rumors are rumors, whatever. Rumors are that, hey, if the contracts are equal or fair or close, he's just going to stay put where he is, continue his legacy as a Met. That makes the most sense for me. But, you know, rumors are rumors, and we live in this digital age now where rumors can be floated on Twitter, and now you don't even know what to trust on Twitter because $8 got a bunch of people verified badges, and news comes out that the Mets and Yankees are cleared of collusion, but all of a sudden, they're in on everybody. It doesn't matter if it's Matsuzaka Yoshida, Kodai Shanghai, who else? There's so many names. Oh, Verlander, that's the latest one. The Yankees are in on Verlander. No, they're not. He's 40. He's going to cost $40 million. He can keep his two World Series rings from Houston out of the Yankees clubhouse. Next. Oh, the Yankees checked for the medicals on DeGrom. They have to look like they're in on everyone. That was just a little warning. Hey, you guys know you guys are big money. You're in New York City, major market. You got to act like you're in on everybody. That's the whole thing. And you got Twitter. It makes it easier than ever. Just have somebody float a rumor out from a burner and it's valid. We'll talk about that. We'll go back and forth on this Jeter Cano thing that popped up this week in regards to Aaron Judge. I don't get that. Why is it that Aaron Judge has to choose if he wants to be Derek Jeter or Robinson Cano? He's neither. He's choosing to be himself. This is his time. And I think it's time to move off of the Zach Wilson conversation. If you call me tonight, call me with solutions on the Jets and Zach Wilson. Call me with ideas. Call me with thoughts of the future. Where do they go now? We know he's not the guy. We knew he wasn't the guy. The only guys that didn't know he wasn't the guy are the guys that are in his locker room, in his front office. Everybody else on the outside didn't see one thing to say, yeah, he's the guy. So call me up with alternatives. That offensive line is not really good, folks. I said last night during my quick hit, I listened to WFAN all day. I heard all the criticism yesterday of Zach. Nobody talked about Elijah Vera Tucker and him missing and some of those guys on that line just not being up to snuff, up to NFL standards. So if you're going to say the quarterback isn't up to it, well, yeah, I understand that. And he deserved it because he doubled down in the post game. And before that game, he got a little snarky with the media and said, oh, yeah, I believe nobody outside his building knows anything. So he got what's coming, but he wasn't alone in that. So let's move off of that conversation with what do you expect? Flacco? Not with that O-line. Mike White? What? Might as well roll Streveler out there. See what he's got. He looked good in the preseason. Zach didn't even play in the preseason, but I got a bunch of things, man. It's 10:30 on my watch, and we're going to get into it from now until 2 a.m. Call me up. This is a night where you'll definitely get on the fan. We're taking calls. I'm celebrating. I am full of gratitude and just thankful to be here, thankful to be on this mic, on this radio station for a full calendar year. After this, I'm taking off. I'm going overseas for a little bit to clear my head, take my wife back to where I proposed, and just enjoy the holiday. So please call up. Please enjoy this show with me tonight. Keep McPherson on the fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'll be right back.
Let it rip. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Ready to rock. Let's go. Keith McPherson on the Fan. A Tuesday night. Club going up on a Tuesday. Happy to be here. Thanks for joining us. We're going to talk about sports. I think that's what's preferred here. That is why I'm here. That is what I'd like to get into. I'd like to stay on sports. If we veer off, I'll bring us back. First off, we got to get to those New Jersey Devils. Let's go. 13 in a row. Woo! Woo! So that's a franchise record. In year 40, your New Jersey Devils are hotter than the sun. What a time to be a Devils fan. What a time to be a Devils fan, man. I appreciate y'all that have accepted me into the Devils fandom, the Devils culture. I appreciate WFAN for letting me talk puck. When I came in this time last year, I had no hockey team. I had no allegiance. Never really had time to watch hockey. I watched the NBA. I watched college basketball. But now I'm paying attention, right? And earlier this year on National Signing Day, I declared that I was going to become a Devils fan. It came with some added drama. You know, only a little scandal that I got into early on. Made a mistake and took down Boomer's jersey in here. And you guys know the rest, but what a good decision. What a good decision to become a Devils fan. I guess I'm just a front runner. Jumped on the bandwagon when the Yankees were winning World Series, when the Dallas Cowboys were winning Super Bowls. As soon as the Bulls stopped going to the finals, I became a Nets fan, and now 13 wins in a row. Let's go, Devils. I'm a Devils fan now. I know we're not really going to get that many Devils calls, but I didn't put it out there in the open. Devils fans, call up. Tell me how you're feeling. The Rangers are about to get started. Got eyes on that in here. The Rangers, Kings out in L.A. But yesterday, man, after I did my little quick hit, went home and watched the Devils bring it home. They're fast. They've got a lot of talent. They play defense. That Vitek Vanecek, they told me last year the Devils just got to get a goalie. Well, he's been solid. Jesper Bratt. Jesper, what a brat. Jack Hughes. Nico Hischier. Trying to think of who else I know, really. I'm now learning. Tomas Tatar. Who else? It's cool to, like, learn a new sport, learn positions, learn players. I'm still learning some of the rules in the NHL, but it's a fast game. It's way better in person. I've been to 2 games now, so, of course, I'm an expert. Hockey fans, a year later, we're talking puck on the Fan. So call me up if you've got any puck talk takes. Devils, Rangers, Isles. The Islanders won in overtime last night as well. I cannot wait until the Islanders and Devils match up. That'll be a good little local rivalry, and the Rangers too. But I think tonight we start off really like taking the calls and finishing the conversation around Zach Wilson and the Jets. And it's not a conversation that can actually be finished, but for my part and my input and my thoughts and my take, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put it out there, and then hopefully we can move forward. Because the Jets right now, I think last night I said, the Jets right now are in a position where why would you punt on this season for one guy? Why would you make this season? This season you are ahead of schedule. This season you actually have one of the top defenses in the NFL. Any given Sunday, it's the best defense in the NFL. So since you're ahead of schedule and your quarterback's a little behind schedule, let him stay behind, right? You don't need to make this all about, and there's a goal seconds into the match. Kings won, Rangers nothing. They've been playing a whole 35 seconds. Back to the Jets. Why would you make this the rest of the season about Zach Wilson when you know he's not the guy? There are too many numbers that tell you he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. one of the worst quarterbacks statistically all time. The eye test, right? You don't need the numbers. You don't need the stats. The eye test tells you that's not a competent NFL quarterback. We're watching guys like Colt McCoy step in there. We're watching backups like Taylor Heineke step in there. There are probably a handful of backups in the NFL that are better than Zach Wilson. Probably 10 second string quarterbacks that are better than Zach Wilson. And I don't care to bury the kid any further. And it's not to bury the kid. Like, he is a kid. He's 23. But it's to say this. This is New York, Gotham City. The Jets aren't always in this position. And it's no guarantee that this exact defense is back next year. Things are going to change. Guys get hurt. Guys move on. Guys don't get re-signed. Guys get traded. So if you have one of the top defenses and a defensive-minded head coach, you got to get to a point where you say, we need better quarterback play, and we need it now, or the season's going to be over. So the Jets have the Bears coming up. Whether Justin Fields plays or not, they should be able to beat the Bears with their defense if they can complete some passes, move the chains. But then you got the Vikings, who I think are frauds. We'll talk about the Dallas Cowboys a good amount tonight because that game coming up against the Giants, it's a holiday game, 4 o'clock Thanksgiving game. It's a big game, but the Cowboys just beat the Vikings, and I told you the Cowboys were frauds when they lost to the Packers. I still think they're frauds, and I also think that the Vikings are frauds. They just wowed everybody by going into Buffalo and beating Josh Allen the week that he was supposed to sit out with the UCL injury, whatever. The Jets got to go face the Vikings in Minnesota. I think they can beat them. Do I think they're going to beat Josh Allen and the Bills December 11th in Buffalo? I don't, but anything can happen. The Lions you just saw come to MetLife and have their way with the Giants. They'll be right back December 16th or December 18th to face the Jets. The Jaguars should be a win. Then you got to go out west, face the 12th man on January 1st. No New Year's Eve for the Jets. And then you get that last game of the season in Miami against the Dolphins. Who knows if the Dolphins are going to be resting guys, what that's going to be. That very well could be a play, win, and you're in type of game for the Jets. So here I am with the Jets conversation and Zach Wilson. It's all agreed that he's not the guy. We don't have to go over his mechanics. We don't have to go over him sailing the ball. We don't have to go over his interceptions and the 2 interceptions he should have thrown this weekend. We get it. If you want to talk about LaFleur, I think that's the next step. I also think that he deserves some of the blame. I think he's in over his head. I think he wants the offense to be one way with the weapons they have, but then does not realize that, like, Zach Wilson can't do what you want him to do, right? He can't take the offense to the next level. He's not there yet. If you've listened to me, I said I feel like he skipped a step in quarterbacking. He came into the NFL, number 2 overall. They're forcing him as the starter the first game, and he thinks he's Pat Mahomes. He's out there as a gunslinger. And it's like, wait, bro, you got to at least be able to run the offense, hand the ball off, complete just the simple passes, quick game, you know, like the basics, like the little things. We don't have to spend time on Zach Wilson too much. LaFleur, let's talk Mike White. Let's talk Joe Flacco. Let's talk this offensive line and outlook for the games coming up because they have a decision to make. And I think against the Bears, they're going to start Zach Wilson. He'll get the half. And the fans will be there to decide. The fans will be loud. And if he's not playing well and if the Jets aren't moving the ball, you got to get him out of there. And in my opinion, I think Mike White is the answer. For now, he's not the answer at all. But for now, and we don't even have to go as far as next year. We're going to have plenty of time to get into the Jimmy Garoppolo, Lamar Jackson, whoever you're dreaming of for next year. But right now, let's focus on the right now for the Jets. Call me up, 877-337-6666. Zach Wilson most likely starts against the Bears. You hope Justin Fields sits and Trevor Siemian, back against his former team, gets to start. But if Zach struggles, where do they go next? Mike White or Joe Flacco? I think it's Mike White. And where do they go forward if Mike White comes in and balls or if they both suck? Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's talk Jets for the next few minutes. Anthony is in Harlem. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Well, Keith, congratulations on a year on the Fan and happy Thanksgiving, man.
Thank you. Right back to you. Well, happy Thanksgiving. So,
you know, I don't know. I mean, I think what they really have to do, the Jets, I think, but we all know this kid, you missed, you know, you whiffed. So
yeah,
for the rest of the season, to salvage this season, you have to make it truly an open competition. And I'm talking about, like, even Chris Streveler. Like, you tell these three guys, listen, one of you is going to play quarterback for this team, and the guy who gives us the best chance to win games to get in the playoffs is going to get the job. Like, that's it. Like, they're literally right there. Like, and I kind of said to your screener, like, I'll tell you, like, I feel like right now we're like the Bucks before they got Brady. Like, we have everything but that guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I
mean, but Winston was still throwing. Winston threw 30 interceptions, but he at least threw 30 touchdowns as well. Like, he could get him in the end zone. He could move the ball. Zach is not. He's just not.
We get any quarterback play and be better than we are. Like,
yeah.
A guy who can hit the smoke route and the slant, and we might have won that game on Sunday, which is amazing. But I don't know. I think you got to make it truly an open competition, and everything's on the table. All three of those guys besides Zach has to get a shot. That's my thing.
Thanks for the call, Anthony. That sucks. That sucks, though. We're talking about a team that if they would have won against the Patriots last week or two, 3 weeks ago, they'd be in first place. We're talking about a potential first place team that has three quarterbacks, potentially four. You have none. That means you have zero. And I had this thought today looking at the Giants and Brian Daboll in his first year. And something they say about Brian Daboll and the Giants is he doesn't care where you're drafted. He doesn't care what the price tag on you is. Kenny Golladay, your contract doesn't matter. You'll sit. You'll be benched. If you're not producing, you're not out there. And here we are with the Jets, new coaching staff. Obviously, it's not Saleh's first year, but it's like, bro, you can't be married to this kid like that. You can't always have his back and like, backtrack on your own words, not even thinking about taking him out. Okay, hold on a second. Everything's on the table. We got to watch the film. You knew. You knew. I said yesterday, we all knew the first preseason game when Zach threw that pick. Go look it up. That's not a throw you make as a number two overall pick in year two, starting a preseason game where you probably shouldn't have been starting, right? Streveler or Mike White should have been starting that game. Zach, you're out there because you still had to prove it. And you throw an interception that you had no business throwing because you weren't reading the defense. You were forcing a throw. You made a mistake. And it's like, what did you learn from year one to year two? Then he tries to, you know, run and he gets hurt and he misses a whole preseason. That was crucial time for his development. He wasn't healthy for his second preseason. He's not ready. He's not an NFL quarterback. You got to be able to just admit that, and it sucks because that's a number two overall pick that you would hope is ready by now. But they have to just realize, hey, that's not what it is. This is all a guessing game and a gamble, right? We gambled. We didn't get the first pick, so we didn't get Trevor Lawrence. We pivot to Zach Wilson. This kid's coming out of BYU, and I hate what Booger said about him, as if, you know, and I don't even know how he was brought up. I don't know what his upbringing is, but I hate that Booger tried to make it about, you know, him being like a rich kid and entitled. Like, that has nothing to do with anything once you get in the NFL and you get in one of those locker rooms. All these guys are rich. Like, his entitlement has nothing to do with his parents' money. His entitlement has to do with his attitude about himself. He views himself as, wow, it's another goal. 2-0 Kings over the Rangers right now. If you're looking for some puck to watch. Anyway, back to the phones we go. I'll take another call before we break. But I wish that the Jets would adopt that same strategy that Brian Daboll has with his guys. We don't care about your signing bonus. We don't care about the name on the back of your jersey. If your number shows up on film doing your job and getting it done, you're out there. We hold everyone accountable. If you're not playing well, you got to sit down. You're costing the team. And then if you're doubling down in the post game and not taking any accountability, then we got to hold you accountable. We got to check you. And these are lessons learned. This is all a part of Zach Wilson's maturing and his development and him becoming an NFL quarterback, which he still can be. But for right now, for this year, the Gotham City Jets have to figure out whether they want to fight to get in the playoffs and have a good year, or let this defense go down the drain and then have everybody this whole winter into the spring, into the draft, questioning everything about Zach Wilson, the head coach, Douglas, the GM, and every other thing that they can pick apart about the Jets. You get a year where you're winning. You get a year where you're ahead of schedule. Don't waste it. You can't waste it. Sean is in Tinton Falls on the Fan. Sean, what you got for us?
Keith, what's happening? I am not a Jets fan, but I'm a Giant fan. I want to give you a comparison to where you probably weren't born yet, but 1981, Giants start out 5-3. They have Phil Simms as a quarterback. He starts to play bad. Perkins has a decision to make because he's got the number 3 defense in the league. He switches out Simms to Bruner. Okay? Now, and the Giants wind up going 9-7, get to the divisional round of the playoff, and eventually lose to the world champion, eventual world champion, San Francisco 49ers. So, what's the play here? Wilson hasn't won anything. He hasn't done anything to win a game yet this year. Am I correct?
He hasn't done one thing to make him the guy to me besides being pick number 2. Yes, correct.
When you look at the film, and being fair, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to piss off Jet fans, you know, and he hasn't done anything to win a game this year. So, whether it's this guy White or people call me crazy, he might be a cigar store Indian back there, but they were 3-1 when they took him out. Joe Flacco knows it. He knows where to be. Okay, he's going to complete passes. He'll actually make a play when you need to complete a pass. This guy is terrible.
Yeah,
right now
the Jets may have to go back to Joe Flacco. He did win them a game. They were 1-3. He won that game against the Browns, and he still has more passing touchdowns than Zach Wilson, which is crazy to think about.
You're a Cowboy fan. You've seen some bad quarterback play over the years. You've had some great quarterbacks. It's the key position in this NFL. Okay, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and really, you need two solid ones because the starter's going to get hurt at some point.
Absolutely, but and that's the thing. You know, if you go, I think if they go to Flacco, they're going to wind up probably a 10-11 win team, and they get in. You stay with this guy Wilson, you're rolling the dice, man. Thanks.
Agreed.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. I mean, here's what I feel about Joe Flacco. He started this year because Zach went down, right? That's the insurance of having a veteran, a Super Bowl winner. A guy like Joe Flacco that can say, yeah, I've done this before. I've played plenty of games, right? They go to Cleveland. He's a former Raven. He's like, yeah, I won more games in that stadium than most of the players on their team. Great. Here's the thing, though. Like, are they going to be able to pivot back to Flacco? And is this O-line going to be able to protect him? Is Mike LaFleur going to call 60 passes for Flacco to throw the first game he's back in there? Is Flacco ready to go? Right? Or maybe he took took his foot off the gas, took a step back once they demoted him from backup quarterback to third string and whatever that was for, right? I don't know. None of these options are great, man. That's what sucks. I feel like they didn't plan well last year with Zach. They should have had a veteran in there with Zach when he got drafted to show him the way to say, hey, man, this is how you become a pro in this league. Here's what you do to prepare for a game. Here's what you do Monday through Saturday, getting ready for Sunday. Instead of, okay, Zach, yeah, your pro day was sick, man. You played at BYU against Coastal Carolina. We're going to bring you to New York. You're going to be the face of the Jets. And if you're not ready to go, we're going to keep forcing it, and you're still going to be the same guy. But guys will get better around you. We'll draft better. We'll coach better on defense. And then we'll even give you some playmakers on offense. And if you can't get it done, we'll keep saying that, you know, oh, yeah, he's got to work on some things. We'll have to evaluate it. They coddled this kid. And now he's in a situation where, hey, either he steps up and plays a lot better and becomes more accountable right now, or they have to make a move somewhere else. And I think it's just to salvage this season. And I think on both sides, right, like, it's crazy how quickly an NFL season can change. It was all rainbows and butterflies, and it was all, wow, New York football back on the map. It's a long season. They added an extra week, and things can change pretty fast. Jets fans, call me up. We'll continue the conversation around Zach Wilson. Let's talk Mike LaFleur a little bit. I'll bring up some stuff that I have in my notes about him, And we'll try and see where we think this thing is going for the Jets. We'll look at their last few games, whether we think it's win, loss, whatever. We'll do that right when we come back. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson, BRB.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.